Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories,
we tell them live,
and we tell them every month at the Canal Cafe Theatre. This story was told by Marcello Dominguez in April 2010.
Where the theme was home.
10 years ago, in South America, Bolivia, in my early years, I had to learn how to grow up in a war that I called home. To others, it may have seemed that we lived in a beautiful residential big house with lovely things inside it and a swimming pool and a lovely family life. But that was far from what it seemed to other people. In fact, it was the complete opposite. My father, Pedro Dominguez, was an infamous drug trafficker who co-worked with Pablo Escobar, who I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. And his atrocious lifestyle made him into a very egocentric human. Until this very moment, I can hear the echo of my mother screaming, "Please no more," while my father used his fist to let his venom penetrate, not only physically, but also scarring us emotionally. We were very frightened of him, which is sad to say. But that stopped when my mother decided to send me away to my grandparents' estancia near Brazil, up north in Bolivia. While living there, my environment became beautiful and adventurous. Living there was like a paradise to me. There was a beautiful river, lots of horses, amazing weather and lovely food. And I also got used to being constantly stung by bees and mosquitoes. I felt protected, loved and cared for. I for once felt like I was far from any fear or threat. This was my shelter and I thought it was my home. But that didn't last too long. I was there for a year. Then it was time to move to La Paz. My mummy kept saying that it was the highest capital city in the world and that you're going to love it. So I was excited and scared at the same time. When I got there, I realised Daddy wasn't living at home, so I didn't really wonder much. But one day she asked, "Would you like to see your daddy?" And I was confused because although I remember the nasty things he did, I didn't actually have a clear picture of what he looked like, and even his body language and his body expressions. I didn't know him. So I said, "Okay, then let's see him." So off we went. We got into a coach, and during the journey, my mum kept silent, but I just couldn't help but wonder. And upon arrival, I find lots of uniformed men patrolling the area, and then I see men searching other people. And at this point, I feel quite scared and anxious to know what's going on. My mum just kept silent for the whole time. But anyway, as we were let into the premises inside, I see men behind bars. So I'm just sort of looking around and we're let in. And this single man approaches me from the left side and holds me up and hugs me and say, "Oh, son, I've not seen you in a while," and gives me a hug and a cuddle. Funnily enough, I felt quite happy I saw him. Anyway, we kept visiting him for 3 years, and I came to the conclusion that we were all happier visiting him rather than living with him. He served a total of 4 years, surprisingly. He promised he would look after us and that everything would change. But unfortunately, he was lying. At home, he sort of started doing the same things, and the story felt like it was repeating itself again. But my mummy knew that we couldn't live like that, and she had to protect her children. So thanks to her strong love for her children and her courageous persona, she somehow, and I don't know until this day how she managed to send him away, you know? So my mother did know, though, that although he's gone, he might come back at some point, so we won't always be safe all the time. So she suddenly meets this man who she started a relationship with and got pregnant by him. And I said to Mummy, do you not think Daddy would be angry if he found out you're pregnant by another man? I mean, they were divorced by then. And I think Mama said, I probably think he'll kill me. So it happened all very quickly. My stepfather now, he flew us all into London. And I was very excited to embark on a new journey. I loved my school, fell in love with the city, the language, and Robin Hood. One day, my mum took me to Harrods, and once I got to Harrods, I was very excited to see the window displays and the wigs and the mannequins with weird poses and the makeup and the shoes and the bags and the hair and the whole drama. And I then knew that I wanted to be part of something that involved using my creativity in making women and men look beautiful. Also, the major change in my life was when I became a Jehovah's Witness at the age of 13. It answered a lot of questions I had, and thanks to the Bible teachings and good morals and high principles, it helped me to become a more positive person in life and made me an overall a happier person. At 16, I started my intense training to become a stylist, which was fun and tough, dealing with people and, you know, but it was fun at the same time. And it inspired me and it helped me to develop as a person, and it inspired me in many ways. And I often wonder, because I've never told people about this, if my father was to sit here and probably listen to what I'm saying, he'll probably say, man up, stop feeling sorry for yourself, you know, don't take it too serious, it's life. But I'll probably reply to him, Daddy, if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't have been in this beautiful journey that I'm in with a great destination. And I'll tell him I no longer have a nomadic existence, but instead a permanent home, which I come to every day without any dark shadow, but instead a home full of happiness.
Have you got a story to tell? In June, we're running a week of new stories at the Blue Elephant Theatre in Camberwell. To take part and for more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.